Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Every week, Kendra and I highlight local men and women who are making our city stronger with their big hearts, bold ideas, and that unmistakable Boston spirit. Today, we're talking with a woman who anonymously sent flowers to cancer patients for over a decade and is now being honored by the Ellie Fund, a Boston area breast cancer nonprofit who is making that act of kindness a permanent signature program.
We have that flower gifter, Ruth Chip Spalding, on the line, along with Executive Director of the Ellie Fund, Meredith Mendelson, to talk about turning that act of kindness into a permanent program. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, and we're well, thank you.
Chip, let's start with you. You're a breast cancer survivor and decided to anonymously gift flowers to cancer patients. So what do the flowers mean to a patient, and why did you keep it a secret for over a decade?
The first question, what does it mean to the patients? It is such a lift because it's so unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to me one day towards the end of my treatments. And it's a day I had never forgotten. It made an indelible impression. And why did I make it anonymous? I just didn't think it was important to have recognition. I just wanted them to get the flowers from a friend. And the card says, nothing like flowers when you least expect them, from a friend of the Ellie Fund. And that was it. There was no further thing that they needed to know. And it was fine with me just to remain in the background.
I love that, Chip. I'm also a breast cancer survivor, and I totally relate to what you're saying, because I don't even remember who brought all the flowers when I was going through treatment. I just remember that people did, and it made me feel really good and supported, and the community was surrounding me. And I think that is so, so important. So good on you for doing that. Ellie Fund Director Meredith Mendelson, you're with us as well. Tell us a little bit about how the Ellie Fund supports Chip's efforts and why you decided to make this a permanent program. It's called the Ruth Chip Spalding Flower Endowment Fund.
That's great. Yes, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with Chip and with all of you. So the Ellie Fund is, you know, our mission is to reduce emotional and financial stress for patients and their families in Massachusetts, and just so that they can spend more time on their recovery and what matters most, which is their family. Emotional stress is a major factor for our patients. And sometimes, even if you have all the family support in the world, it really helps to have the Ellie Fund on your team as well. It is more anonymous. They don't have to thank us. And the Flower Fund is used in very specific cases. So our patient services team, they know when a patient is going through a particularly difficult or challenging time. Sometimes it's for themselves challenging. Sometimes one of their own family members gets sick and they have to take care of them while they're going through treatment. And so we have this opportunity to send these gorgeous flowers that are now being produced by Winston Flowers. We just announced our partnership at the gala, so we know they're fantastic. And the letters that we get back from patients when they receive the flowers, Sue, they are extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
We sat here a year ago, we were figuring out today, and said, how do we make this permanent? So we decided to create this endowment fund that will live on forever. We don't touch it now. This is for the future. Chip, can you say why this was important to you for the future?
Well, I was...
She's a crier, so mid conversation, we both cry.
That's okay.
I'm a crier too. I get it.
I was so touched when they said they wanted to make it a permanent program, because I just felt the program was going to go on and on and on in my lifetime, because I have the what we call the yearly fund for this. It's just taken care of whatever they need for money. So came up with the endowment, and that's the rest is history.
This is going to make sure that this program is forever. And Chip is making sure that the flowers are paid for every single year. We do not need to dip into that fund at this time, but this will carry Chip's legacy on forever.
Before we let you go, because we're out of time, just tell people how to find out more about the Ellie Fund and if they want to donate to the Flower Endowment, how they do that.
Easy. Just go to our website, elliefund.org. There will be a very obvious pop-up that will make it super easy for people to donate if they're so inclined. And you know, what we say is everybody has an Ellie. When you think about who's your Ellie, it would be a beautiful way to honor your Ellie and the Ellies that are going to come in the future, and also to honor Chip for her beautiful heart and her beautiful gift.
Well said, Meredith. Very well said. Thank you to cancer survivor and philanthropist Ruth Chip Spalding and to executive director of the Ellie Fund, Meredith Mendelson. As a breast cancer survivor myself, I cannot thank you both enough for what you do to support patients. It is a critical piece of the healing process. We look forward to seeing the continued impact of the Ellie Fund and your new Spalding Flower Endowment Fund. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.